Do you think tasers could cut down on some of these shootings?
I'm not going to sit here and say that the specific shooting of the gentleman in the wheelchair, which I know you know about, could have been prohibited by using a taser. I think a taser is one more tool in the toolbox that I would like to give our officers to use to not have to use deadly force. But I'm not going to sit here today and say that one could have been eliminated without a taser. And people have to understand a taser is less lethal. It is not non-lethal. There have been instances across this country where people have died because of the use of taser. And people will die again, I can guarantee you, depending on their medical issues or whatever the case might be. But a taser, to me, is one more tool I think we need to arm in the toolbox. And a taser is separate from the mental ill issue as far as I'm concerned.
And will you be asking for tasers at the police commission meeting?
In 2 weeks, we will go to the police commission, and we will ask permission to go back and research the feasibility of using tasers. I have to research the cost. I have to research the training. I have to get in public involved as far as public comment. I'm going to bring some stakeholders into the equation to actually have them shoot the taser and be part of the process. So this next police commission presentation in 2 weeks will not be permission to go get the taser. All I'm asking for is permission to go back and exercise the right to look into possibly starting to use tasers. And at the time I put my plan together, I now go back to the police commission for public comment, and the police commission then has to vote to allow us to do that. I think the misconception is this police commission in 2 weeks is, yes, go arm yourself with taser, and that's the furthest from the truth. That's not what's happening.
What is your understanding of the qualms against using tasers?
You know, most police departments have tasers, and correct me, Troy, if I'm wrong, but I think the sheriff's department here also has tasers, and they've had tasers for years, and there's never been an issue with that, even though the sheriffs are more the in-custody in the jail system. I serve for the community. The community is my boss. If the community tells me that they don't want tasers, then we won't get tasers. But, you know, I get mixed emotions when I'm out in the street. I've got a lot of people that say, yes, I have no issues with tasers, and I have other people say they have issues with tasers. A gentleman came up to me one day, and this was the analogy that he used, and I will use it in my personal life. I have a 9-year-old daughter. If my 9-year-old daughter grows up sometime, comes in contact with the police, God forbid, and she has a confrontation where an officer either is going to use a gun to shoot her or is going to subdue her with a taser, there is no other option but these two instruments. I would prefer taking the chances of getting shot with a taser than I would a handgun.